Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no-good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Bell. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs. Just makes no sense to put emphasis on these regular season games when you're gearing up for some battles coming in the playoffs.
Does home court advantage in the first round matter to you guys?
As long as we get in there. I mean, we've been, I don't think our focus is getting seeding. That's, pretty clear. So, as long as we get there, I'm happy.
It actually sounds worse than how it read.
Yeah. Okay. Felger and Maz, hour number two here, 98.5 of Sports Hub, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. It's your leader of the Celtics, who, if you doubt he's the leader, Lord knows, you get yelled at by Tommy Heinsohn like we did yesterday. It's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for Felger and Maz today. Big one, at least I thought, a big one for the Celtics tonight in Philadelphia against the 76ers, who they've owned this year, 3-0 against them. Obviously know about the playoff series against them, but they embarrassed them last year. They own that ass. But they still could get the 3 seed if they go into Philadelphia tonight and beat the 76ers, who sat out Joel Embiid last night, because obviously they're taking it seriously. It's a big game for the Sixers. Kyrie? I'm going to start sitting out some games here. Does seeding matter? I read this quote earlier, Jones, on Twitter, because as we're scrambling today, like, we got lucky. Yeah, that's one great thing. I mean, we're very lucky to be doing this job in this market where people genuinely care. But I've been under the impression, even on the slowest of days, like, wait 48 hours, something will pop. So, we send out the email chain this morning, like, all right, let's start throwing stuff against the wall. What the hell are we going to talk about?
Let's yell about Kyler Murray for a little bit.
We end up with the bet stuff. We'll get to a little NCAA stuff. Obviously, going to touch on the Bruins, the return of Pastrnak. So there was all that stuff. But the bet story, okay, that's interesting. And then these Kyrie quotes started coming from the beat people that cover the team. They're down in Philadelphia. So it was maybe Jay King of The Athletic who first tweeted. I was like, well, wow. okay, this is your leader, huh? A guy who could have taken a little bit of rest around the All-Star break, but it was very important that he got to Charlotte so that he could mingle with guys that he actually believes are on his level. Your LeBrons and your Anthony Davises and your Kevin Durant, so he can play some grab ass with him. Guys who actually, respects, not like the youth here. And he's just basically treated like underlings throughout the season. No. He could have taken time off then, but no, had to be there. No, now is the time to rest. Now, the seating doesn't matter. Home court, Are you kidding? I thought it read bad. Can I hear that again, Jimmy?
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs. Just makes no sense to put emphasis on these regular season games when you're gearing up for some battles coming in the playoffs.
Does home court advantage in the first round matter to you guys?
As long as we get in there. I mean, we've been, I don't think our focus is getting seeding. That's,
obviously
pretty clear. So, as long as we get there, I'm happy.
It sounds worse than it reads.
What a competitor.
Wow.
What a competitor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just hope we sneak in there.
The one sport outside of the NFL where your home field court, it matters. It matters. I still believe to this day, Jones, that if they didn't have it against Milwaukee last year in the first round, they lose that series because they were god-awful anytime they went to Milwaukee. Terry Rozier was a black hole of offense for the Celtics in any of those games in Milwaukee. So does home court matter to you, Kyrie?
Let's just get in there.
As long as we get. So why even play tonight? All of you. Don't even. Come back. Come back. Why waste the gas on the plane? Let's do the right thing for Mother Earth here. Why even fly there?
Yeah, forfeit.
Forfeit. Well, it doesn't matter as long as we're in. Wow. This is your leader? I think that's brutal.
What? What's wrong? What was wrong with that stance? I've now reversed to Tommy's side of the street here. That's what I want my leader saying. I now know why Tommy was lecturing, everyone in the radio, anyone who's criticized Kyrie's leadership skills. I now see the light as to Kyrie Irving, the leader. I mean, at least he's getting on the plane this time, Jim. You said they should forfeit and don't even bother getting on. Last time to Philadelphia, he wouldn't even get on the plane. At least he's going, and he's going to, I think, play in this game tonight. He's going to sit out some games, but he's playing in this game tonight. What a lead. I chastise myself a little bit for getting on Kyrie and his lack of leadership and kind of, you know, disagreeing with Tommy Heinsohn yesterday. Now I see where Tommy's coming from. This is a good leader. This is a strong leader. This is the guy you want out front for your team. Basically saying, there's 10 games to go.
I'm definitely taking some games.
I'm definitely taking some time off.
I can't wait.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs.
Look, we read into a lot of what we hear here, and I love doing it.
Listen to the excitement in his voice.
Thank you.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs. Yeah.
That's the sound of when someone asks you, are you going away for vacation? I'm definitely going away for vacation.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. All-Star Week in baseball, I'm definitely getting out of here. I'll tell you that right now. Not going to be around.
So even if it's okay, so maybe you believe.
And then Jim, at the end of this, where he's talking about how happy he is.
You know, as long as we get there, I'm happy.
Oh boy,
he sounds so happy. He's so thrilled to be here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm definitely taking games off.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs.
Yeah, boy, that's surprising when you couldn't even show up to Philly before the All-Star. Yeah, you're definitely taking games off, Kyrie. We didn't notice.
Even if you think that the seating really ultimately doesn't matter and home court doesn't matter, and then I would ask you if you actually pay attention to the NBA, but if you think that, just from a leadership standpoint, do you want to hear that right now?
Of course not. Of course not. Like, Tatum. Tatum's like, yeah, I'll duck out of some games. Brown's like, yeah, I'll take some games off too. Like,
well, Tatum took the fourth quarter off the other night, so there's that.
If I'm Al Horford, who, you know, had that scary little knee issue in the game against Atlanta, and it felt like he was going to...
Who's been battling a knee issue all
the whole
season
year,
long.
And then you had Brad Stevens say after that game, well, we're going to have to monitor his time going down the stretch. That I completely understand. But if I'm Al Horford myself, who ended up playing in their last game that they ended up losing, but he, you know, he was really good going up against Jokic.
He was their only good player.
He was really like one of the guys that showed up in that game. I hear this, I'm like, oh, F off. And you've like questioned whether or not I'm a leader before. And, you know, earlier in the year, he's like, we need a longtime veteran in here. Kyrie's saying that kind of stuff. At this point, that would be like the breaking point for me if I'm Al Horford. F off. Here I am. I'm busting my ass on basically one leg and a bum knee. And I'm here doing all this. And you're saying again, what? What?
And your leader, Kyrie Irving, that was a shot at Al Horford. No question in my mind that that's what that was. Al Horford is having his knee worked on during games. If you watch on the sidelines at the end of the Celtics bench, there is a trainer who is constantly working on Al Horford's knee. So you know what? He can play as much as possible.
Yeah.
And this guy is happily taking games off down the stretch. Oh, can I drive him to New York? Can I drop him off on my way to WrestleMania this year?
Right.
But, God, that's annoying.
Meanwhile, juxtapose that with people who love Isaiah. Isaiah's playing hours after his sister passed away.
Thank you.
He grinds his hip down to a nub. His career's ruined. Trying to get out there and play in the postseason that year.
Busted out his teeth.
Yeah.
He was back.
And Kyrie's like, I'm definitely missing games.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs.
No, I have no interest in being out there. Not me. Isaiah, that's for the birds. I'm not doing that.
Hey, Kyrie, you know, I hear the market's really flush right now with available homes and luxury condos in New York. Do you want to go look at some?
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs.
Yeah, go look.
That's
go look and see what's available, because Lord knows it feels like you're going to New York.
Well, Durant already got him one. So.
Oh, right. Well, maybe you need to take some time to find some new furniture. When would you find
I'm definitely it? Taking some games off for
All
the
right.
playoffs.
Yeah, go to Crate and Barrel, look around, get yourself some new fancy stuff for that new place.
Hey, Kyrie, when are you going to film, I don't know, anything for Uncle Drew 2 or maybe the little horror film you have going on in Oklahoma City? How are you going to find time to do that, because you're a professional basketball player?
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs.
That makes sense. That's a good time. Yeah, you probably get a week's worth of shooting in. Take a couple of games off.
So how do you like hearing that ahead of tonight's Celtics-Sixers game?
Not great, Mike.
Yeah, here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. I thought that it mattered. It certainly does to the 76ers, who sat out Joel Embiid against Charlotte last night. Matters to them. Big game for them. Tip off 7 o'clock. Catch it here. Sean Grandy. Oh, no, it's Wallach. John Wallach and Cedric Maxwell here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. It is a Wallach game.
Ah.
So Wallach wants to be there. Does Kyrie? It doesn't really matter. As long as we get in.
Grandy's like Kyrie. He's definitely taking some
Here
games
I
off.
Was. Silly me. I thought this was a big game tonight in regard to the seeding because of the Celtics win. They still could end up getting the 3 seed in the East, but who cares? Kyrie doesn't care.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs.
So why should you, the Celtics fan? Let's hear from you on this at 617-779-0985. Back after this, it's Felger and Mazz, 98.5 of Sports Hub.
Felger and Mazz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Mazz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Best thing for us is experience. So, you know, guys have a year of experience, and I think we've given them, given ourselves too much credit, you know, like of what that switch is, championship level basketball. If only a few people know what that switch is. So, it takes time to develop it. It takes, experience with each other. And, we've tried to make up as much ground in the last year and a half as we could. I think a lot of other teams in the league have had a lot more time to develop and be around each other and have a future to build for. And here we've kind of tried to make it up for the last year and a half of what we, you know, could possibly do for this year. That's where we are.
Here he is talking about switches again. Just flip those switches. That's all we need to do. The team needs to understand. Flipping switches. Then everything changes in the playoffs. Felger and Mazz, 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's Catboy and the Sports Vulture, Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for Felger and Mazz once again today. We have Tim McCone alongside as well, and you at 617-779-0985. Again, I'll bring up this from Steve Bulpet, who wrote in the Boston Herald. It's up now, bostonherald.com. The title of the column, Danny Ainge puts brave face on Celtics season that's yet to meet expectations. You heard all of that flip-switching from Kyrie Irving there. Again, part of this article, Steve Bulpet, BostonHerald.com. Ainge doesn't believe the Celtics can simply set an alarm for it at mid-April. Here's the quote from Danny Ainge, who's been there and done that as a player and who obviously runs the operation. Again, you have the leader of the team just talking about switches. Here's the quote from Ainge. Yeah, I don't believe you can flip a switch, end quote. But I see a lot of things I like in our team, and he goes on and on. But that's
blah,
the money.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
I don't believe you can flip a switch. He knows. He's been there. He's won titles, plural, more than the one that you have, Kyrie Irving. Oh, my God, this guy. He makes it so hard.
You know, it's a crazy concept. Maybe you don't have to flip a switch if you're not going half-assed through the regular season and skipping out on games. Like, the fact that Kyrie's like, oh, I'm definitely missing games, I feel like that we need to go back, and I keep bringing up, you know, skipping out on Philadelphia as an example. I go back and look at more of those games. Like, how many more of those other games that Kyrie missed? Is that him definitely skipping games? Brad Stevens had a comment earlier in the year where he's like, yeah, we think Kyrie's going to miss, you know, somewhere 8 to 10, 12 games. I forget what the exact number was, which for a guy his age is much too young. He's too young to be doing that at this point in time, already penciling in 10 missed games a year. Maybe you don't need to flip a switch, Kyrie. Again, great leader that you are, according to Tommy Heinsohn. Maybe you don't need to flip a switch if you just tried hard all year and you showed up.
Well, I have a theory, too, and this is typically when Maz gives you the hot sports take brought to you by Rodenheiser Plumbing, heating, AC, and electric, Metro West local heating experts for over 90 years. My theory is this. Kyrie's bagging out of some of these games. There's 11 games left. You know how many are on the road? Seven. He has no interest in traveling with teammates. That's why he's bagging out of some of these games. He didn't want to be there for Game 7 at home, Eastern Conference Finals, because he had to get the nose job.
Yep.
Didn't take the last trip to Philly. Had to go to Charlotte. Seven games on the road? I'll just see you guys when the playoffs start.
So he's playing in four more games.
Feels that way.
Well, so does that mean he's only playing home games in the playoffs?
No. I don't know, Jimmy. But
so that means we only get him for three games, because if they start on the road...
Regardless, though, McCone...
Game 7 on the road, Kyrie not showing up.
Before we even got any of this...
nice leader.
This delicious audio from Kyrie Irving today, you feel like the Celtics were almost in a no-win situation tonight.
No, look, you've owned the 76ers here for the last year plus, and so if you go out and you win again tonight, I don't really think it proves anything, and if you lose, then you're looking at it and you're going, okay,
well,
it's a team that you've owned for the last year and a half. And you hear those Kyrie Irving things, yeah, the plan the whole time was to be the 5 seed this year, no question about it, and you took time off. And look, you've played in the postseason with maybe the second, third greatest basketball player of all time. Like, he can flip a switch. Terry Rozier doesn't have a switch. There's no switch here for the Boston Celtics that's going to get flipped. And the fact that you're going to bag out of games down the stretch, and I know there's load management and all that stuff. I mean, maybe try to figure out how to play as a team, because clearly it hasn't worked so far this season. So maybe use the opportunities during the regular season to try to figure this out before you get smoked in the first round by the Pacers. I don't know. It's a thought.
It's interesting. It kind of is a no-win situation for the Celtics, right? They win. You dominate this team, whatever. You lose. You dominate this team. What's going on? It would be like, and obviously the Patriots came back from this, but it would be like the Steelers lost for the Patriots last year.
Yeah.
You know, the Steelers, what's the upside for the Pats? They beat Pittsburgh. We're like, wow, they always beat that team down. But when they lost, commence freak out. This could be that kind of game.
All right, let's go to Trevor in the car with a thought on tonight's Celtics 76ers game. Trevor, you're next here on Filigree and Mass.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
First off, I've thoroughly enjoyed my 2 to 6 p.m. this week. You guys should run away with your own segment, call it Jim and Jones, maybe. Just food for thought. Secondly, relating to tonight's game, I'd never heard that audio before today either. And wow, it makes it really hard to like this guy, Kyrie. He plays hard, but geez, you can't have someone sitting out. I agree. He can't flip the switch. LeBron James could, but I don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, Trevor, I'm sorry if you want to call back. I was a little premature there. It happens in this life, believe me. The juxtaposition of those comments made by Kyrie ahead of tonight's game, and then, you know, with having Isaiah Thomas in this last game and all the love, and we remember, it's like, okay. And even me, who was hard on IT, and I was sick of him at the end, and I thought everyone overrated him and that team. Again, he and that team gave you max effort night in, night out. You would never, for all the silly stuff that Isaiah Thomas said once he was out the door and the jabs back and forth between him and Ainge, he never said anything like that. I can't. I am definitely taking time off.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait the hell to get the hell out of this office. Oh, go on vacation. Oh, it'll be great. Playoffs? Oh, yeah. No, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
No, Isaiah's team tried in the regular season and got all the way to the number one seed. That's a novel concept, Kyrie.
John and Concord on the Celtics. Hello.
Hey, guys. I guess.
Hopefully that wasn't an accident. Try back. Jake in Lowell on the Celtics. Go ahead, Jake.
And it's Jason, by the way.
Oh, hey, Jason, go ahead.
It's okay. So let me ask you guys a question. I get everybody wants to bash Kyrie, whatever. I'm over that crap anyway. Everybody, like, whatever he says. It doesn't even matter. But if this – would we even have a problem with it if this season didn't go the way it's gone? Because Kyrie, I don't want him to play in games that they don't need him. They have Terry Rozier, right?
They need him.
He plays much better as a starter, obviously. He doesn't play well off the bench, though.
Yeah, but these are the games where they need him. That's the point. These are the games where they need him.
Hold on. Why play him against the Cavs? Why play him against the Hornets?
Because you're behind in the standings. Because you have to make up ground on the teams in front of you. That's why.
He has knee issues, too. Just like Horford. Horford is taking games off, too. Brad Stevens already said it.
Okay.
So why risk getting injured against the game against the Cavs?
Horford, to me, is a little different. Horford's in his 30s. Like, there's a reason you rest Horford. I mean, Kyrie Irving has had injuries. That's true. Kyrie's 26. Like, I don't know. I feel like the most important games down the stretch, you shouldn't be resting him. Horford, maybe we should have a bigger gripe with Al Horford if he's sitting out important games down the stretch. Fair point. But
yeah, but that's been a nagging issue this whole season. I mean, there's been nothing knee related.
Kyrie, it's a good point. Kyrie has had it in the past. I mean,
it hasn't been
an issue this year other than games he's missed here and there for other random things. So fair point. You want to pile on Horford too? Maybe we should pile on Horford more.
No.
Fine. I'm fine with doing that, but
I'm not.
Kyrie,
fight me, Jones.
The reason that you need him to play in these games, and even if it's the Cavs, is because you have to make up ground on the teams in front of you because he took so many games, like you know, the Philadelphia game off earlier this year. Because he's already tapped out of so many games, he has to try to play in some of these. That would be what I would say.
The seeding matters. In the history of the NBA, like, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but again, the history of the NBA, no 5 seeds ever won the title. But a 6 seed has the 95 Houston Rockets. Yeah, okay, just once. They need to improve their seeding. I thought it mattered. I thought most fans have been paying attention to the league and the Celtics think that it matters.
You at least need to be...
Improve it a little bit, just a little bit. You don't want to be the 5 seed.
No, you at least need...
So you'd fall victim to history again.
You at least need home court for one round.
And I was looking at this game and the importance of it and why I thought that one of the reasons that loss against Denver sucks so much, too, is because it put added importance on tonight's game in Philly, who's been playing great and is healthy. Is because, you know, you win this tonight, you have a real legitimate shot at the 3 seed. There's something to actually play for here down the stretch. But according to Kyrie Irving, the most important player on the team, the leader, and again, if you doubt that, you'll get yelled at by Tommy Heinsohn. We did that, and we went through that yesterday. The leader of this team said, nah, I'm taking time.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs.
Yeah,
these games don't matter.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Ah.
Who cares?
Well,
you fans bought tickets? I'm not playing.
Suckers.
Yeah. You idiots. You thought I was going to play in those games? Get out of my face. Oh, you bought tickets and you were looking forward to taking your family or going out and having some beers with your buddies? Yeah, no, I'm definitely taking time off. Screw you guys.
Chris in the truck on Kyrie. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Is there any more, like, Kyrie Irving is the most insufferable person I've ever, like, listened to in my life. I just heard that audio, how he wants to take games off. I feel like I'm listening to, like, LeBron 2.0. Everything he hated about LeBron, like, he is. Now, don't get me wrong. The dude's an all-world talent. I get that. But shut up. Just shut up. He's so soft. Can you imagine if he played with, like, KG and Pierce right now? If KG was still on this team, he would hold Kyrie down and spit in his mouth and make him swallow it, okay? So when we drag our dead carcass into the playoffs as a 5 seed and then get our sacks kicked in, I'm going to remember this, okay? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Chris.
What a call it was.
You know how important the legacy of all things Celtics means to the brass there, right?
Yep.
And everything that they've done, which has been unbecoming at points this season, but I understand it. Like, you got to really kiss this guy's ass and try to, you know, get him back to the altar, right? And see if he will re-sign with you this summer. All the things that they've done. To hear this today, I'm sorry, but if I'm Danny Ainge, who's played there, who's done this, who's busted my ass, I'm pissed. I'm pissed. I hear this like, ah. Yeah, no, I'm definitely off. We get to the playoffs. It'll be fine.
When we get to the playoffs, maybe I'll try. But in the meantime, I'm taking games off. Are they close games? Like, if it's not a close game and we're losing, I'll shut that down too, and then I'll try the next game. Like, yeah, that's what a competitor, what a leader.
More of your Celtics calls coming up here after the Sports Hub headlines with Tim McCone. And also, we will have a NCAA minute with Jones and McBone, because while I don't really care about the tournament that starts up tomorrow, but, you know, there's been the playoff games. I know,
yeah.
Jones and McBone over there, they're very excited for this. So we'll do
games
that.
Have already started, Jim.
Yeah, we'll do that tournament minute coming up after the Sports Hub headlines here with Tim McCone. Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back. Felger and Maz, 98.5 of Sports Up. Again, it's Murray and Jones in for guys today. We have Tim McCone in my normal spot. All right, time for a tournament minute with Jones and McBone
here.
Yeah. I am not, I've said before, like, I'm only really into this thing for the sports schadenfreude aspect of it. Like, give me the local team so I know I can root against them. I'm kind of a de facto Duke fan this year just because of how much I love Zion Williamson.
So bad, isn't
disgusting.
It? That's so gross.
The deeper he goes, the more entertaining it is for me because I want to see him just completely dominate. And it's a good heel turn, like you mentioned the other day, Jones.
It's a great heel turn, I'll give you that.
Because while I've always loathed Duke, to like them now, it repulses people like you too, so that's kind of fun too.
I just could never bring myself to root for that rat Mike Krzyzewski with his painted on hair. Like, I could just never bring myself
biggest
to
fraud
that.
In all of sports.
Biggest fraud. Biggest fraud in all of sports. Certainly the biggest fraud in that sport. I can't bring myself to root for him. Love Zion. I hear where you're coming from. Great heel turn. Very jealous of it, but can't root for Coach K. Can't do it.
But what is it particularly that you wanted to talk about today with
okay
this?
So here's something that does annoy me a little bit about the NCAA tournament, and I understand they've always expanded this thing. You know, it used to be 32 teams, yeah. Then it was like 48 teams, and they had play-in rounds and things of this nature before, and it's all a big cash grab, and I get why they do that. But anytime you add teams to this tournament, it does weaken it. And 64 was easy to wrap your head around, 1 through 16. Everybody has to play. There's no bye weeks. There's no random play-in games. There's no nothing stupid like that. And this is admittedly a minor gripe, but I like my minor gripes here and there. I saw the coverage last night because I am a dork and I like the play-in, like at least watching the games. If they're going to be a part of the tournament, which I disagree with, I'm at least going to watch them. So I watched Belmont last night. Belmont, big comeback against Temple if you missed it. And what I was unaware of is Rick Byrd, the head coach at Belmont, who had made NCAA tournaments before, has won over 800 games in his career, 804 entering last night to be exact, and had never won a tournament game. And now apparently he's getting credit for winning a tournament game last night.
Even though it kind of technically wasn't a tournament
game. In a
game.
Play-in game against a bubble team on True TV. So hang on. So here's Dana Jacobson last night with Rick Byrd after the game.
Coach, we talked about this the other day. You were sick of answering the 0-7 question. You got that first win and the first for Belmont. What does this mean to you?
It's the first time I've thought about that in a while. So it means so much to our school and our program and these kids. It'll mean something to me someday, but not right now.
You know, we talked at halftime about what Nick brings to this.
Okay, what do you mean it means something?
Is he 90?
What is it? I mean, he's an old
man.
He's an old
dude.
He's won 800 games. I mean, that's not, you're not, it's Belmont. It's not Duke. You're not winning 800 games, snapping your fingers. So What do you mean it's going to mean a lot to those guys and it'll mean a lot to you someday? You didn't win anything. You're now in the tournament.
Love like, that move by that guy. Absolutely.
It's like you won your conference championship game all over again. That's all you did. You didn't win an actual tournament. This doesn't count as a tournament win for you.
I don't like working hard, so if I can get a win on a technicality like that, I'm going to take it 10 times
That's
out of 10.
A,
so
no.
You got to embrace it like that guy did.
That doesn't 100%. Count. That does not.
Yeah.
That does not count.
Raise the banner, everything.
Finally got over the hump.
In your face, everyone.
I'm not 0-7 anymore.
Put it on the big board for Rick.
And so will you be, you have to be here tomorrow, McCone, in my normal spot again. So is this going to be painful for you that you really can't pay full attention to the precious tournament?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday are my two favorite days of the year. I love them. Two best days of the year.
And you're stuck here Friday, too.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I'm out. I work in the morning on Friday. Apparently, maybe with Mike Flynn, Italian Mike Flynn, or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm in that morning, so I'm off on Friday at least. But, yeah, I'll have divided attention. McCone will have divided attention.
Yeah, the headlines are going to be tough those days, no question.
Well, it's an agenda-free Friday. That's a fancy way to say we lick the stamp as it goes. Okay, back to you and your thoughts on Kyrie Irving and these comments. No, I can't wait to take games off here down the stretch. Seating? Who cares? And Mookie Betts telling the Red Sox, essentially, screw. I'll see you in 2020 when I'm a free agent. We'll figure it out then. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Josh on the Mookie Betts contract situation. Hey, Josh.
Hey, fellas. What up, big Jim Murray, Jonesy McBone? You know, Mookie Betts, like me and Cam and Ton and multiple other people have said in the past, you put a big contract in front of him, you know, probably 10 for 450 at this point. How's he going to turn that down? I mean...
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't give him... You're going to give him more than Trout now? If you're going to give him more than Trout, let him get to free agency. I would have given him more than Harper a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
I understand that whole point, like, with Mert, like how, you know, how he could have a down season. You know, that could work out for us as well. I guess he's a player worth keeping. You know, that's the ultimate point to this whole conversation.
Well, that I agree with.
Well, and I do wonder if this point, if it's like... You know, if he's just essentially put up a wall because maybe he felt slighted or offended at that deal that they offered him reportedly last year. It's, $200 million 8 years?
Yep.
If he just doesn't want to talk to them at all, like, I feel like you should go back at some point here in the next calendar year at least just to see if you can dangle 400 in front of him, because if that's the bait, because if he doesn't take it, then you know you're not going to be able to sign him in a couple of years, so you might want to consider trading him.
You might be able to sign him. I mean, he might just be gung-ho on going to free agency and seeing what else is out there. I don't rule out the Red Sox could sign him in free agency, but yeah, you better believe the number's going to be a lot higher. If he's turning you down for 10 years and $400 million, you better believe you're going to be paying through the nose for him. And by the way, I should amend something I said earlier. He brought up Cam and Taunton. Cam made a fair point. Like, I said they got nothing for Lackey and Lester. I mean, I'm no Porcel Blow fan, nor am I a big Joe Kelly fan, but both were good in the playoffs last year, and they helped you win a World Series. So nothing is too strong, but two players I don't like. How about that?
You don't like a lot, Jones. Porcel, while I haven't been...
That's a good point. That's mostly everything.
And while I haven't liked a lot of Porcel, his durability, like, that's a real thing. You know, and Joe Kelly was nails last year in the postseason.
Joe Kelly was great in the seventh inning of the playoffs last year. Yeah, sure. And Porcello can you know, pitch most days with an ERA over four. So, sure.
Michelle in Hull, as we were talking about Kyler Murray and how a lot of people seem to think he's made a terrible decision choosing football over baseball, especially now that Mike Trout got that monster deal. Michelle, you're next here on Felger and Mez. Hey.
Thanks, guys. I'm a big fan of yours. And I just wanted to say, I break it down this way. Think of it from a per-game perspective. If Kyler Murray's making $20 million to play 16 games of football versus $20 million to play 162 games of baseball, it's a no-brainer in my opinion.
I mean, I don't know if I'd – because the physical toll is so much higher in football.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can agree with that. I mean, you are only working 20 Sundays a year, but the grind in football is different. Like, the grind is, you know, you're in for Monday meetings. You're off for Tuesday, but you might still be, as a quarterback, you might still be at the facility. Practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, walk through on Saturday. Like, that, the grind in football is high, and as we know, you know, Gronk and Brady have been sick of it with OTAs and everything else, so... I don't know. I don't know if that's the proper way to look at it.
Steven in New Hampshire on the comments made by Kyrie Irving. Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So I don't agree with how Kyrie was talking about taking days off, but I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think about players taking time off in general, not in a, not in like a, not the way Kyrie's talking about it. But I mean, even if we all hate LeBron being from New England, you know, the way he takes rest time in order to make sure he's at his peak in the playoffs might be something we want to look at. I mean, Michael Jordan had to retire because he was so tired. He played another 3 years, then he's out of it again. With Kyrie having the knee injuries in the past, would you guys even not, we wouldn't want him to do it the way he's talking about it, but would you guys want to see the team give him days off to make sure he, you know, doesn't have another injury like he did last year?
No. Yeah, Steve, well, I would say yes if they had the 2 seed. Or, you know,
yeah, fair
even
point.
3 seed.
If seeding is wrapped up.
Yeah, and it ultimately doesn't matter. Like, in football, sometimes it does bug me because I feel like you can kill your momentum when you rest everybody, you know, for like week 16 or whatever before you're going to the playoffs. I sometimes think that can be a double-edged sword. Maybe play guys for a quarter or two, make sure they get some reps. But no, in this particular case, the reason it pisses me off so much is because the seeding is still in flux. This is why this game tonight is theoretically important. You can still beat Philadelphia and have the Celtics have a more difficult schedule in terms of, you know, compared to Indiana and the Sixers. But still, I would like to think the Celtics would be going for the 3 seed. You want to have that. And instead, Kyrie Irving's sitting here talking about, whatever. It's different.
And he's 26. Like, he's 26 years old. I know Embiid has to take nights off, but Embiid was just hurt. And Embiid has had as extensive as Kyrie's injury history has been. Embiid missed 2 whole seasons to start his career. I understand babying Joel Embiid. And maybe if I were in Philly, I'd be more ticked off about that. I don't pay as close attention to it. So, you know, they're resting Embiid too, I guess. Kyrie's 26. Like, the LeBron reference that's not a good reference. LeBron, how many years in a row did LeBron play 82 games? Like, LeBron was out there, if not 82. 80 games a year. Like, LeBron played in his 20s. Kyrie's 26. LeBron now is what, like 33 years old? Now you manage players. Now you manage Al Horford. You shouldn't need to manage the 26-year-old who's largely been healthy this year.
All right, coming up in our long commercial-free segment here on Philgrim, as more of your phone calls, I see a lot of you hanging. You want to talk about these comments made by Kyrie and Mookie Betts waiting until 2020 to become a free agent, so I promise we'll get to your calls. And we also have to touch on the Bruins, who did play last night, saw the return of David Pastrnak. Seems like the man to my left, Adam Jones, actually brought a prop in as well to talk about the Bruins. He'll want to tune in for that, especially on the TV side in NBC Sports Boston. So we'll get to all of that next, coming up here on Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz, The Sports Hub.
Hey, visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my 4th week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
3 seconds left in this one. And you can hear the Bruins fans here at the Coliseum. Tuukka Rask getting congratulated on his 4th shutout of the season. The Boston Bruins start a 4-game road trip with a decisive 5-0 victory over the Islanders at the Nassau Coliseum, and they have now moved 6 points in front of the Toronto Maple Leafs with 9 games remaining in the regular season.
Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's our long commercial-free segment. Promise we'll get right back to the calls. Your thoughts on the Kyrie Irving's comments. Ah. These games down the stretch seating, it doesn't matter. And Mookie Betts waiting until 2020 to go to free agency and essentially telling the Red Sox to screw. But last night, the Bruins in action against the New York Islanders at Nassau Coliseum, one of the great barns in all of hockey and really one of the great venues in all of sports. They end up beating the Islanders 5-0. You could tell pretty much from, I felt like within the first couple of minutes they're going to kill this team, and boy, did they. It probably felt like it should have been even a higher scoring affair. A lot of meaty rebounds last night, but all three lines played well. As you heard there from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers, who, of course, have the coverage here on 98.5 of Sports Hub, another shutout for Tuukka Rask. And I see Jones.
Yeah.
It's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for Felger and Mass. You have yourself a bit of a prop.
I do.
In front of your station here. This is for the TV audience, NBC Sports Boston. You brought yourself in a whiteboard with an asterisk.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's, well, and
this makes me so proud.
It's, it's a fake shutout is what I would call what Tuukka Rask got last night. SO with an asterisk. And my artwork on these is not as strong as, Big Jim's is. But yeah, fake shutout for Tuukka Rask last night. When you don't even face five shots minimum per period, then you don't get credit for a shutout. You didn't do anything. The defense in front of you did all the work. The goalie doesn't deserve the shutout there. Maybe you want to give the team the shutout, fine. You can't say, as Judd did there, it's the fourth shutout of the year, .. for Tuukka Rask. No, it wasn't. Tuukka Rask didn't do anything in that game last night. The defense in front of him did. I vote to propose a couple of new things for the NHL. Number one is, of course, getting rid of the pity point, because that's stupid. And also, if you can't even face five shots minimum per period, you don't qualify for a shutout. That's what I would say. So fake shutout last night for Tuukka Rask. And oh yeah, there's a double asterisk on that because the Islanders also kind of stink the way that they've been playing.
Yeah, I see some more like little scribble there. What did you write down there?
Yeah, well, so one of them, and I realize that I have my little chicken scratch handwriting here. So one is the five shot minimum per period. That's asterisk number one. Okay. That's my first proposal. The other is that also NYI sucks. There you go. That's a better view of it there from Vinny back at NBC Sports Boston. Also, NYI kind of sucks right now. They were first in the division. They're not anymore. They've been dropping like a stone for a while. They overachieved. Tavares went to the Maple Leafs. Maybe they used that to fire themselves up. They brought in Lamoriello. Trotz is the new coach now. They were on fire for a little while, but you know what? They're dropping like a stone. Teams that they've lost to recently, not good teams, Detroit, Edmonton, Philadelphia, twice. So it's not like they're playing very good hockey. Bruins went in there and blew their doors off. I don't know if Kyrie Irving wants to play for the Islanders the way they approached that game last night. They don't seem to care about regular season games to the point where Matt Martin decided to get his head caved in by Zdeno Chara to try and fire up his teammates who treated that game like Kyrie Irving treats a regular season game. But no, fake shutout, and I guess it's a real win for the Bruins last night, but let's not overstate what the Islanders are, nor have been.
As a man who loves to use the whiteboard and the asterisk for fake wins and fake cycles and things of that nature, I wish I could disagree with you with the fake shutout, but it was. And anyone, look, it's okay to say it was a fake shutout last night. Tuukka Rask basically didn't even break a sweat. Was he in danger at any point last night? There was a Jordan Eberle shot that felt like, okay, they got away with one there. But other than that,
no,
he didn't face any pressure really all night.
No.
The Islanders didn't even show up.
I was flipping over to trash Rick Bird of Belmont, of course. So I was in and out a little bit. Maybe I missed a good test on Tuukka Rask, but I don't think so. Once it was 4-0 and 5-0, how much is the other team? Again, Matt Martin knew his team was so out of it and so disengaged that he was like, yeah, I'll have Chara beat my brains in to try to fire up the rest of the team. That's how flat they were. That's how much they didn't care. So, yeah, fake shutout for you last night, Tuukka. You have three. You don't have four this year. You want to give it to the team, that's fine. The Bruins defense deserves some credit for the shutout. Tuukka Rask, no.
What did you make of David Pastrnak's return?
So, did he look dangerous to you last night?
No. There was times it felt like he was skating around, didn't even look like he knew what the hell he was doing. Like,
so,
I expected to see some rust. Like,
correct.
Fine.
Correct.
And he actually had, again, speaking with that, how many juicy rebounds there were, he had one where it was like, oh, he just missed an opportunity to put it in the net. But,
so I look at that and I say, yeah, that's something you would have buried. So, of course, yeah, there's rust on him. And that's probably what's going on. And maybe we should expect some rust. But we're also evaluating what we saw. While I'd acknowledge there is expected rust on David Pastrnak with the time he missed, Let's call it what it is. He looked rusty last night. He didn't look like himself. He didn't look dangerous. So that's all. That's all I'd say about that.
All right. You want to talk Bruins, too? You can give us a call, 617-779-0985. As soon as someone drops off, you can get on. But let's go to Brian in the car. He's been hanging a bit and wants to talk about the Celtics. Brian, you're next here on Felger and Maz. Hey.
Hey, one big bad, guys. So I know that you like the looking into quotes that people have, right?
Yeah.
So did you catch the Brad Stevens interview on the Midday Show and how he started it talking about Isaiah Thomas?
Was Brad on there today?
Yeah, he was on with them today. I missed it.
Gee, Wilkers, I missed it.
So he started off, Zoe asked him about what he thought about Isaiah Thomas. And the way he answered it almost sounded like a direct shot at Kyrie. He was like, yeah, he was amazing when he was here. The whole team basically took his attitude and ran with it. But what got me was when he said, even when they went on the road, he would find a gym to go work out in. And I was just like, huh, that sounds like, hey, Kyrie, you didn't come with us to Philly, but Isaiah was always trying to bust his ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, at the very least, while Isaiah Thomas is out looking for a gym, we fly with this guy, we end up having to have group therapy. Like, anyone have anything they want to say to Kyrie? Yeah, I have an issue with you, Kyrie. And it's back and forth, and then there's tears and the whole thing, and the therapist. Oh, it's a mess.
Right. with Isaiah, they were just flights.
Yeah, just flights.
It's a cross country therapy session.
Just a business flight. Maybe we'll play some spades, play some cards, a little bit of dice, whatever. We'll get there when we get there. Have a drink. We'll get ready for the game. But instead, it's group therapy. Does anyone? What would you like to say to Kyrie? He has the conch now.
Did you? Give him the talking stick. Did you happen to see Isaiah after the game the other night when he's talking about how him and Brad are text buddies still? Like, they text like once a month?
No, I guess I didn't catch
Coach Stevens mentioned that today during his hit with Zoe.
Oh, he did. So there you go. So consistent contact. And I can imagine, you know, it's probably not to the level of Bill and Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah. But just he is reaching back out to Isaiah like, I didn't know how good I had it. Like, I had no idea how good I had it with you, Isaiah, actually trying every game. It was like being back at Butler, playing against Wright State in the Horizon League. We were trying our hardest every single night. Now, gee willikers, I'm stuck with this guy. And I didn't know how good I had it. Like, I bet that's every text message between those two.
Well, nobody has the text messages going back and forth like Belichick and Jimmy Garoppolo.
No.
Sup, bae? Texts away. How's the rehab coming? Can't wait to see you back on the field, young king. Eggplant emoji. Send.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.